I want to share a thought from the Rishi Rav Gifter in the Sefer Pirkei Torah and Parshas Emor. So he starts off with the Eben Ezra and the support or grapple with the first pasuk. So what's the double lashon of Emor Elokayanim and then Bamar Tolehem? So they understand that the Emor Elokayanim is referring to the mitzvahs said before. There are many mitzvahs which, and the supporter says, there are many mitzvahs which the Kohen needs to know very well, etc. Everybody, all of Klai Yisrael has halachas of Tumah, but it's much more relevant to the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. So all these halachas which I said before, the Kohanim need to be given a special dosage of focus, etc. The Rishiva says if we're dealing with this point, we're going to accept the point that they're saying that the Lashon HaMemor HaLekayanim is referring to what it said before. It says maybe there could be another reason why the Kohanim were given to it in a separate statement. There's a Gemara in Yevamos in the first parak that the Gemara says that the Kohanim, because the Torah deals with them in a different way, that they have more mitzvahs than everybody else, so therefore by the Kohanim, even the mitzvahs which they do, which are similar to the rest of Klal Yisrael, they have it in a higher level of Kedusha and more Chomerdika status than the rest of Klal Yisrael. The more it's discussing in the context of Esse Dechalos Haseh, that when it comes to Kohen, it might be more difficult to accomplish Esse Dechalos Haseh because of the Chomer of the Kohanim. So what is the Hashkafic message of this Gemara? What is it? It's a halacha lemaisa. What is the lesson which we're learning out from over here? Is that when we take a person and we raise his madrega in certain areas, everything else, everything that he does becomes different. And the Morse has a similar idea in regards to the Korban Tumah on Shabbos is more kaddish than the Korban Tumah during the week. Because even though it's not a special korban for Shabbos, but Shabbos raises the fact that Shabbos raises the total overall level. So not only is that true in the kayach of Shabbos, but isn't true inside of the neshama of a person. That when you raise a person up, everything changes. So he says there's a tremendous limit over here. That the Gemara says that. Shini Maisa, that if a person has a Gzera Ra, if he does Shini Maisa, he changes his actions, the Gzera is removed. So Morris says, for example, if he was ruggled to learn one parak, he should learn two parakim. If a person was up that point in time, learned one parak of Mishnayos a day, one halacha, whatever it was that he was committed to, if he changes it now, he does two a day, the Gzera will not affect him. So Rishiva ended off because it's not just you add another parak. You're a person now who does, you're a beis parakim dika parak, a person. The gzera was on a person who was a one parak type of yid. You're a two parak type of yid. So the whole person has changed by that. The Shiradas talks about this idea. He gives a mashal about the small changes, and he says, if you have a very large field, a soccer field filled with sesame seeds, one layer high, there's millions of sesame seeds there, but it's almost not visible because only one layer high. You add a second layer on top, you've added millions and millions of sesame seeds, but it's almost not, they don't see the difference even, because it's only on the one more layer high, the sesame seeds are pretty small. He says, a human being is connected to all of the Olamas. Every part of the Bria is connected to this individual over here. And when he raises his madrega, even a very minute amount, he's affected all the whole world. But then he says, but the truth is the mashal is not a good mashal, because in the mashal, the bottom layer remains the same. But by a person, when you add a little bit, it's not that it's the same person a little bit more. The whole person has changed. That little bit changes the whole person. So from that, the impact that he has on all the Lomas is because, not just because we've added something more, but because we've changed the whole being of the person. So even a small change, even a small amount of growth, can make a tremendous impact in changing who we are. Have a good Shabbos.